In many Latin American countries, the lines that divide different racial groups are very blurry. In the U.S., race often has been defined by a series of rigid categories based on skin color and precise family histories. But for an increasing number of Americans, those definitions are breaking down. In commentator Donna Canarcio's family, race is a matter of choice.
If you should ask my three kids, all of whom were born in Bogota, Colombia, what their race is, you'll get three different answers. White, no doubt, for Andrew, who, with his dirty blonde hair and hazel eyes, looks as stereotypically American as the kid next door. Colombian for Paulina, whose bronze skin turns to mocha chocolate in summer. I have black skin, says my middle child, Cara, whose skin tone is actually somewhere between the two others. Cara, our six-year-old, is acutely aware of being an other. When her kindergarten class studied the story of civil rights pioneer Rosa Parks last year, Cara came home to tell us that if she'd been born back then, she'd also have had to sit in the back of the bus. When her first grade class did self-portraits, Cara used a deep brown crayon to color in her face, while her black friend Jenna chose the Crayola called Peach. "Why is my skin dark and Andrew's is not, and we were born in the same country?" Cara asks. We explained to her about differences in skin pigmentation, about indigenous tribal influences in Colombia, about something called melanin. My husband and I tell Cara how beautiful she is, how she never gets a sunburn in summer, how her skin glows even in the dead of winter. Our daughter shrugs, seemingly unconvinced. I know more than anything my child wants to fit in. Though she sits in a class with an African-American child, a Chinese, a Japanese, and a recent refugee from Croatia, Cara feels like an outsider. It does no good, I think, to tell Cara that everyone, at some point in his or her life, feels like an outsider, or that Hispanics make up the fastest-growing segment of our country's population. The only thing I can do is make sure she feels at home, in our family, and in our world. Not long ago, I took my daughters out to lunch, where the waitress kept gazing from me to my girls and back again. As she gave us our check, she said to me, "Your daughters are beautiful. Where are they from?" I hesitated, not sure whether my daughters wanted to share this information with a stranger. But Cara filled the gap for me. She looked up at the waitress, a smile crossing her face. "We're from Hastings," she said, referring to our Hudson River village. "So you are," I thought. "So you are."
The comments of Donna Cornaccio, a writer in New York.